Federal Communications Commission is trying to stop your conversations from being interrupted. The agency voted this morning to eliminate a cap on the amount of radio spectrum one company may own. The policy change could end annoying dropouts of the signal on your cell phone. This will allow some wireless companies to use a bigger chunk of the airwaves. The industry says the move is long overdue. Some consumer groups and smaller companies say it could hurt competition. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The radio spectrum is nothing more and nothing less than the lifeblood of the wireless industry. Investment analyst Rudy Baca of the Precursor Group describes it this way.
It's a radio frequency. And basically, you can send so much information through any particular frequency in any particular cell site. So if you get too many calls going through, you get congestion. And those calls will drop off or be blocked because the system is designed to protect itself. It can only handle so many calls.
Right now, each company is only allowed to own 45 megahertz of spectrum. In other countries, industry can get hold of twice as much. That's one reason why wireless has taken off in Europe and Japan even more than it has here. More spectrum means more services, like email on your phone, according to Jeff Nelson of Verizon.
Spectrum is the raw material that wireless companies have to offer those services.
This is one raw material that has to be bought from the government. The government limited just how much spectrum could be owned back when cell phones were still a novelty and only a couple companies were in the market. Now there are lots of them. They're all offering great deals, but analyst Rudy Baca says they're all crammed into a limited slice of the airwaves, and that affects service.
Right now, everyone has the same generally lousy service. And there are those consumers that would pay more to get more. There are those consumers who are happy paying what they are to get what they have. And I think both will be accommodated if companies are allowed to acquire more spectrum.
Industry has lobbied hard for more spectrum. FCC Chairman Michael Powell has heard their cries and appears ready to support perhaps a gradual end to the cap. That means he's turning his back on the appeals of smaller companies and consumer groups. Gene Kimmelman of Consumers Union says without the cap, Verizon, Singular, and other giants will simply buy up the upstarts and take over.
When you get rid of this cap, you allow consolidation, and unfortunately, the companies that are in the best position to buy out the smaller wireless companies are the big wireless firms that are owned by local telephone wireline monopolies.
Wireless companies owned by the local bell companies are now some of the biggest. Kimmelman fears that these companies will dominate wireless the way they do wired phone service at home. But the wireless industry says there are other ways to preserve competition than by having an artificial cap. Verizon's Jeff Nelson says there is one government agency that can easily intervene if it thinks a wireless company is stifling competition.
The U.S. Department of Justice. The government fundamentally wants there to be and will insist that there be a highly competitive wireless marketplace.
Today's vote comes as the government is looking for ways to accommodate a growing number of wireless high-speed internet services. They will require ever-increasing access to this limited resource. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.